27 Wildest Days, Day 4. What do you want to remember? I sometimes struggle to remember how old I am or what happened yesterday. This isn't just me, I know. We all of us struggle to remember things, and let's give thanks for that. There's plenty I would really love to forget. The things I remember with most searing clarity, at least emotionally, are the most potentially banal. I was about 11 years old when I gazed out of a dormitory window at my English preparatory school and was captivated, for the first time in my life, by beauty. It was the trunk of a mature cedar tree that had been planted maybe 50 years before by someone who understood the importance of a centerpiece to that lawn. It must have been some kind of trick of the light that made the trunk appear to be right in front of my nose, while in fact it was a good 100 yards away from me. It was what would be called today hyper-real, but back in 1981 or 82, that kind of talk had yet to heave its way into our lives. I was smitten. It didn't mean anything specifically, but it did trigger in me an awareness of the beauty around. Within a few months, I started masturbating. So, you know. Were you waiting for better thoughts? Me too, always. Like buses in a village, better thoughts do eventually come along. The dirty, low-end thoughts pass us by, like noisy motorbikes and dull-designed vehicles on the way to another shop, another family row, another stupid job. We have to wait for the buses.